This morning, we're touching on the flexibility of renewable energy and one thing to look about, the big stuff, solar farms and wind farms.
That's right. And just the fact that Australia and Tasmania is abundant in renewable energy, and like I've said this many times before, we've never ever had an energy problem, but only an engineering problem of how do we fill the gaps when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing.
Now, the answer I'm thinking is storage and more diverse interconnecting networks.
Yeah, that's about right. So originally it was thought, you know, for every large solar or wind farm, it would need its own storage and delivery system, but that was overestimated, and we actually only need a third of that storage capacity now. And Australia is a big place, and when it's cloudy or still somewhere, it's sunny and windy somewhere else. So having the ability to send energy across large distances into other states and territories as required helps reduce the latency issues.
And I guess this is where things like, say, Basslink and the Marinus Link come into play.
That's right, and, you know, when we think of those, they're basically beefed-up extension leads that use around 400,000 volts DC to transmit energy long distances with minimal losses.
Adrian, Marinus isn't built yet, so what does that mean at this stage?
Well, at the moment, it's still a concept, but I believe hopefully it's planned for 2027 to kick off. But when it's built, it'll unlock more renewable energy projects for Tasmania, as right now we have a bottleneck holding the state back from capitalising on its proximity to the Roaring Forties. Also, hydrogen is another one, Lee, that can throw into the mix as a potential way of harvesting energy when it's plentiful and storing it to use later on when it's not.
Pumped hydro is obviously the best storage option, isn't it, for Tasmania, as we already have the dam infrastructures in place.
That's right. We're miles in front of everyone else who, you know, would, if they wanted to go pump hydro, have to build the dams. We have the dams.
Yeah, and renewable energy is so cheap and getting cheaper.
That's right. And, you know, that's the beauty of it. I guess it's on the way down in pricing. Storage, not so much, but it is getting more affordable. But the forgotten side of the benefits of renewable energy is its flexibility. If you build a coal plant, you design it, you build it, you use that asset till its value is depleted, and a lot of the times you're locked in the limitations of the power plant that, you know, as it was initially designed with, you know. Things change, demands increase, but you're stuck trying to make something designed 50 years ago work in an environment that no longer represents what its creators ever imagined. And that's the problem with coal-fired power.
When you talk to people in the know, technology-wise, I guess it's run its race, even before when we consider the environmental impacts of burning coal.
That's a fact. It's done. It's ran its race, and it doesn't really have a part to play in the future. And at the moment, it's just all about transitioning away from it. And with the flexibility-wise, solar farms, well, if your needs change, they can be made bigger. Wind turbines can easily be added to the network. Storage could be added. Whenever requirements change, renewable energy infrastructure can change with it relatively easy, as it's modular by design. Renewable energy is just going to win the energy war, as it outcompetes its competitors at every level, and that's just a fact.
Flexibility, it's not just for big renewable energy projects, but small ones as well, Adrian.
That's right, mate. The flexibility transposes over to homeowners as well, mainly those with solar systems. I don't see a future where we all have a wind turbine cranking in our backyard, but we can add storage, we can add more panels, we can add in control systems that maximise self-consumption. Say if you was to buy an electric car, Lee, we could make your solar system bigger to cope.
Mm-hmm.
If all your loads are at night time, we could add storage to collect energy through the day and energise your home at the night time. The products are all relatively available, especially with battery storage. The economics are a bit sketchy, but that will eventually change to the point most homes will end up with a battery system of some description. We can turn loads on automatically. So if you're exporting heaps of solar energy to the grid for a low value, we can turn it into a high value energy just by, you know, turning on things that will use it. We can add newer, higher power solar panels to homes with older solar panels that are low efficiency, but there's still a lot of life left in them. I guess being the new and burgeoning technology, the products are built to suit today's needs, but also built for easy adaption for needs of tomorrow, as everything is designed to be modular. Nothing is much more modular than a rectangular solar panel we just plugged together.
So if you are interested in, say, going solar, or maybe even exploring the option for expanding or getting the most out of the solar system, you certainly have that in place at the moment and get the ball rolling.
That's right. There's never been a better time to have a look at that, Lee. If you wanted to pop into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, check out our working displays. We'd love to see you there. If you're heading to Devonport, you know, from up the coast or whatever, call in to see us. Take a moment and just make that as part of your day trip. We'll also be at Agfish this year, Lee, so you can come and look for us at site 835.
Anywhere across the northwest coast, you do travel?
Yeah, all the way way across the northwest coast, all the way down through to Launceston, 1300 502 599. Give us a bell, we'll get your details, and we'll pop around and see you.
And all the W's are there, dumsenergy.net.au, and your showroom there in 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. More Power Savers again next Monday morning at the same time. Adrian, have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk then.
Thank